Letters and Manuscripts, Volume 5, 1887 to 1888. White, Mary. Los Angeles, California. November 6, 1887. Previously unpublished. Dear Daughter Mary, yesterday was a good day for us all. The Lord was in our midst. I went to the meeting with much fear and trembling, because of the congested state of my throat. The letter I wrote you caused me a sleepless night. But I went, praying. I knew the Lord would help me. There was a large congregation for this place, and I had great freedom in speaking from 2 Peter 1. Many were deeply stirred. When I gave opportunity to come forward, nearly the entire congregation responded. Some took a decided stand for the first time. How wonderful are the works of God! One man and his wife rushed to the front seats at the first invitation, as though they feared they should lose the chance. I found out this tall, 6-foot man was a son of a Sabbath keeper who lived at Battle Creek about 20 years ago. This son, when a lad, ran away from home, went into the army, went all through the war, and finally, in the providence of God, drifted here to Los Angeles. Here the Bible readers found him, a sinner, never having made a profession of religion. He accepted the theory of the truth as the oracles of God, but they could get no further. He is now a man of gray hairs, and he arose and bore testimony that he was a sinner, a great sinner. But from henceforth, he would be a follower of Jesus Christ. He was broken all to pieces. Well, was not there rejoicing in heaven among the angels of God at this confession of sin and this move to step from under the black banner of the powers of darkness and stand under the banner of Jesus Christ? We rejoice in harmony with the angels. Both he and his wife have now given themselves to God. Another case. A young man and his wife have embraced the truth. The parents of both are wealthy and are living in Canada. He was an infidel. He did not want to hear the Bible readings, but he was persuaded to do so and, as the result, accepts the Bible as the oracles of God. And he says, "What else could I do but accept the truth as taught in the Bible?" It is a clear, straight chain, uniting link after link in a perfect whole. Thus, you see, God is at work and we feel to rejoice. About 10 have now taken their stand upon the truth. They have not had preaching, but Bible readings have been given from house to house by a few young girls. Oh, the Lord is in this work. We had a most precious meeting, and the work seems to be going deep. One man confessed he had so much worldly business to do that he gave up family prayer and began to backslide. But he decided that whatever the character of his work, he would gather his family about him and seek the Lord and take time to pray, making the salvation of the soul the first consideration. Well, my dear Mary, I do not neglect to pray to the Lord in your behalf. He will work for you, I believe. And you will see of his salvation in your body. Only have faith. I am much troubled with my throat. I have arisen early, for it seemed I would tear my throat to pieces, coughing. The nights here are the same as at Oakland, damp. They have much fog. It is a good climate for those who have strong lungs. I sent up my phaeton that you, Mary, accompanied by Sister McComber and the children, may ride out. If anything needs to be done with the carriage, it is to wet the wheels. Do not get the tires set, for when wet weather comes, it will be all right, and if now set, will spoil the wheels when they swell. Fix the phaeton up any way to make it comfortable. I will pay for it. I do not want you to begrudge yourself anything. Take all the comfort possible out of your stay at St. Helena, and may the rich blessing of the Lord rest upon you, shall be my constant prayer. Hope in God, believe in His promises. Let faith and works both be used, and I believe you will be raised up to health. Sarah and I stay in the mission house. W.C. White has a good chance in the tent with Elders Loughborough and Daniels. I do not see him much, only when I attend meeting. He seems to be well as usual. I am half inclined to spend 1 week in St. Helena before I go to conference, but we will see how things will develop. You know, I am not very well in Oakland. Brother and Sister Saunders want I should stay with them during conference, and I think I shall do so. Let Dr. Maxson read this. Mother.